Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our feature for today, and what we're talking about today has to do with comics, drawing comics, and I guess becoming famous for drawing comics, but the way to become famous is to post them on your blog.
Years past, you either had to be published by a newspaper or maybe be a comic book writer.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you don't need other people to hire you. You can just post your comics on blogs that you have yourself. So it's kind of a nice way to get some recognition for your work. Have people recognize that you have talent.
This is not only true for comics, but it's also true for writing.
Uh-huh.
You can write a blog. It's true for music.
You
can sing songs and post videos on YouTube and stuff like that. But today, hey, we're talking about comics, and I know lots of people here in Taiwan love drawing. They love comics. Of course, they're going down to their local comic book store and renting the latest Japanese comic books and reading them. And so lots of people are interested in this sort of thing, so let's get to it. Let's talk about A Picture Blogs, A Thousand Words. Let's listen carefully right now. It's not easy for an aspiring comic artist to gain recognition, but web comics posted on comic blogs give them a chance to display their works in public. There are several advantages to these blogs. Readers can easily share these blogs with their friends by posting links on other websites. This electronic word of mouth allows artists to reach more people. In addition, readers can comment on the web comics and interact with their favorite artists. The ultimate goal of the artists is to become famous so that they can get paid for publishing compilations of their work. They may also get commissioned to create comics that promote various products. Whether an artist is looking for fame or fortune, a successful webcomic can open the door to both. One artist who has become successful through comic blogs is Taiwanese blogger Aman. Aman's works are quite different from run-of-the-mill webcomics. While other people's works tend to be humorous and light-hearted, Aman's works contain chilling ghost stories. Most of these were inspired by ghost stories told by his friends and family. Though he had no formal art training, his natural ability to draw ghosts and horrified faces helped him rise to fame soon after he started his blog in 2009. As Aman's fame grew, he began to get more freelance work. This allowed him to resign from his day job to work on his comics, and his first book, Black Comedy, was published this year. Just by staying dedicated to his craft, he managed to fulfill his dream. If you have a talent for drawing, why not start your own webcomic? Who knows? You might become the next big thing.
Let's take a look at the title first. It's clever. It's a play on a very famous phrase we use. A picture paints a thousand words. So if you see a picture, it's like somebody has written a description of it. If the picture is really beautiful and gives you a certain feeling. Well, here it says a picture blogs a thousand words. So we're talking about this picture being the comic. Well, it's not easy for an aspiring comic artist to gain recognition. If you're aspiring, usually we use this word to talk about an artist of some type, might be a singer or an actor or some sort of composer, a musician. If you're aspiring, it means you hope someday to be famous and successful. So if you're a comic artist and no one knows who you are, you need to gain recognition. Recognition is special attention or notice that the public pays you. They start noticing your work or maybe your actions, and then suddenly you rise to fame.
Right. And, of course, I'm under the impression that drawing comics and becoming an artist is not an easy career if you want to make money. You're probably going to have to maybe teach at some point. But some people are lucky to get their stuff published, and they can gain recognition. So recognition, of course, means that people recognize you. They see your work and they know it's yours. so you can gain recognition. I think there's some kind of a graffiti artist from Taiwan here who's gained worldwide attention or recognition because of his paintings, as characters seem to have these really big heads. I've seen them around Taipan, various places. But here we're talking about comic artists. And yes, it's not easy to gain that recognition, but web comics posted on comic blogs give them a chance to display their works in public. Web comics, well, that's comics, basically, published on the World Wide Web.
It's a new word that's been invented in just the last couple of years. It didn't exist when Tom and I were growing up. Web comics are online comics or internet comics that are published on a website. Some are published exclusively on the web, but others are on the web, and you can also find them in other places. These web comics are posted on comic blogs, so it's a blog that just has comics on them. It gives these artists a chance to display their works in public. So if you display something, you give people a look at something you've done. And, of course, everybody wants the public to be aware of what you do so that you can earn some money from your talent. That's our goal.
Indeed, you want to make money from it, or at least be recognized. And there are several advantages to these blogs. Blog, again, means weblog, a place on the internet where you write things or post your pictures or your thoughts and things like that. And an advantage is just something that is favorable to you. It gives you a superior position. Of course, you want to have sorts of advantages. If you're, say, for example, trying to sell a product, you can have delivery and development and things like that. Those would be advantages that you have so that you can beat your competition.
Yeah, an advantage could be either a good quality or a desirable feature something has. I could say there are advantages to living in a big city.
Sure.
One of them is convenience. If everything's convenient, which I love.
Lots of restaurants.
Yeah. Well, there are advantages to these blogs. Readers can easily share these blogs with their friends. By posting links on other websites, for example, on their Facebook page, they could post a link and that would take their friends to these blogs. It's called an electronic word of mouth. Electronic means it's operating through the use of some sort of electronics, maybe electrical parts like microchips that are in computers. We also use electronic when we're talking about something operated by using a computer, and that's what it means here. So you're using a computer to spread the word. Word of mouth is information that's passed from one person to another, usually through spoken communication. But here we're using computers to share what we know or spread information by electronic word of mouth.
Right. For example, sometimes in Taipei, there are certain restaurants that Westerners like, and these restaurants maybe are too small to advertise on radio stations or on the internet, so they rely on word-of-mouth advertising. Hey, I know where a good Mexican restaurant is.
Yeah,
I know
where?
You like Mexican food.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you all about it. So that would be word-of-mouth, and people, of course, tell their friends and stuff like that, and before you know it, the restaurant has tons and tons of business without having ever posted any advertising in a newspaper or wherever.
But we call it free advertising.
Free advertising is the best kind. Spread the word.
Yeah.
And here, though, we are talking about electronic word of mouth, which is, of course, happening on the internet. I did want to say that electronic is different from electric. Electric refers to the actual electric power, where electronic involves, yes, the electricity, but also the microchips and the transistors and everything that has to do with those devices we love so much. And this word of mouth, if I could say that, allows artists to reach more people. More people will be able to see your work, and you'll become recognized as a result of that.
In addition, readers can comment on the web comics. You know how you can post comments on news stories and blog postings? You can add your little comment. A comment can be anything that expresses your opinion about something or someone. It could be spoken. It can be written. Here we're talking about writing comics or writing comments on the web comics. And you can also interact with your favorite artists, which is very fun. If you interact with people, you talk with them or you do things with other people. So it's a way to get to know your favorite artists, even though you're not in the same room. You can talk to them over the internet.
Indeed, and you can get some advice from other artists and stuff like that so you can improve. And, hey, it's a mutually beneficial situation. Now, the ultimate goal of the artist is to become famous so that they can get paid for publishing compilations of their work. So that's the ultimate goal, at least for people who want to make a career out of this. Some people might just be doing it for fun. Not everybody wants to make money from this, but here we're talking about something being ultimate. It's at the end of a process. It's final, the ultimate aim, what I want to achieve in the end. Yes, it's fun to draw comics. Yes, it's fun to have friends and stuff, but what I really want to do at the end of the day is to become famous. I want to have tons of money, and I want to appear on nightly talk shows.
Ultimate can also mean greatest. So you're using ultimate to talk about something that's the greatest type of a particular thing or person. So your ultimate goal might be to become famous and get paid for publishing compilations of your work. If you publish something, it means you prepare something, you produce it like a book or a magazine, because you're getting ready to sell it to the public. A compilation is a group of things that have been gathered together into a collection. Maybe your CD is a compilation of a musician's greatest hits. So they take all their best songs from all their CDs and they put them all together on one CD. I love those greatest hits compilations.
Me too.
So those are some things that perhaps an artist might be pursuing by putting their web or their comics on web blogs.
Indeed, and they may also get commissioned to create comics that promote various products. That's pretty good here, to get commissioned. The verb is to commission here. Somebody pays you some kind of fee so that you'll provide some kind of service for that person. So, yes, if somebody sees your work and they are going to advertise a new housing complex or something and they'd like to include your drawings in the advertising, they may commission you to do some artwork for their brochures.
Cool. So they put in an order or a request and they pay you in advance sometimes to make something or do something for them. We typically use this verb commission when we're talking about artists. So someone can commission you to paint his portrait or maybe go to his house and paint his mother or something like that. So they're commissioned to create comics that promote various products. To promote and to advertise are very similar verbs. You're making people aware of something like a new product through advertising. So you're letting them know all the good things about your product so they get excited to buy it or to see it. So whether an artist is looking for fame, to be famous, have a lot of people know you, or fortune, to make a lot of money, a successful webcomic can open the door to both. If you open the door to something, it means you're giving someone an opportunity. So hopefully that's happening for some of our artists out there. We're going to talk about one artist who's been very successful in Taiwan when we get back, but right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello everyone, my name is Tina. 身为一个漫画家，想要呢推广自己，如果可以借由网络，那么想必效果一定是很棒的。我们来看一下，今天呢就是要谈论这样的主题。在第一个空格句子，我们从 but 开始看。But web comics posted on comic blogs blank one them a chance to display their works in public. 这些所谓的网络漫画呢，那么是被po在被放在呢网络的部落格当中。这里要注意 posted on comic blogs 可以括号起来，用被动的方式来修饰前面的主词。这些网络的漫画可以让这些漫画家有机会可以公开的展示自己的作品，所以真正的主词是 web comics， 第一个空格是搭配它的真正的动词，所以第一题我们当然要选 B give。 第二个空格的句子写着 There are several blank to these blogs. 那么针对于这所谓的漫画部落格呢，事实上是有许多的什么？ A 选项 proposals 提议， B objections 反对， C devotions 奉献， D advantages 优势优点。如果你看到后面的文章，就提到读者可以轻易的把这些部落格连接到其他网站上，分享给更多的人，而这些都是属于部落格的优势跟好处。所以根据前后文意，第二题我们答案就要选 D advantages。接着我们来看到第三个空格，它后面的句子写着Blank 3, an artist is looking for fame or fortune. A successful webcomic can open the door to both. 在这里我们首先来看一下 A 的选项 whether, 不论是否 B, since, 因为 C, until, 直到D, although, 尽管虽然。前面提到呢，他们不仅可以符合自己的兴趣，还可以把兴趣跟赚钱结合，所以不论他们是寻求 fame or fortune, 你是追求名、追求利，这样子的 webcomic 都可以替他们打开一扇窗。所以第三题，根据句意，我们当然就选 A, whether。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, so we've been talking about becoming a web comic artist, and if you want to gain recognition, you can start a comic blog.Let's talk about an example of somebody who's actually done this and has actually become famous as a result. Here in the next paragraph it says, one artist who has become successful through comic blogs is Taiwanese blogger Aman. I guess Aman there is Manhua Aman, or slow Aman. Aman means slow here. So this is an artist who has become successful becauseof his comic blog. It's a blog on the internet that includes his comics, and I guess enough people have seen his comics, so he has become famous as a result.
Cool. Good for him. Well, Aman's works are quite different from run-of-the-mill webcomics. Run-of-the-mill. Notice there are lots of hyphens between these words. We're taking lots of separate words, putting them together, and it turns into an adjective. This phrase, run-of-the-mill, is often used in a negative way. It means average, ordinary, things you see all the time. There's nothing special about it. So run-of-the-mill webcomics. His works are very different from those you usually see on typical web blogs that feature these web comics.
Now here it says, while other people's works tend to be humorous and lighthearted, Aman's works contain chilling ghost stories. So notice the sentence begins with the word while. While it is true that lots of people's comics tend to be humorous and lighthearted, but Aman, on the other hand, his works contain chilling ghost stories. This sounds true here, of course, nowadays,with Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. People are looking for things that can make them laugh. So, of course, these comics that people post tend to be humorous and lighthearted. Tend to. They have the tendency. They are regularly this way or often this way to be humorous. Funny, a joke. You can laugh. Ha, 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 that's so funny. I'm going to pass that on. And also lighthearted. They can't be too heavy. They can't be too serious talking about...you know, death or religion or things like that. Lighthearted about everyday events. You know, the kid fell in the mud puddle. Oh, that's so funny.
If someone is described as being lighthearted, oh, he's so lighthearted. It means they have a very cheerful and happy nature. You'll often see heavy-hearted as well. If you're heavy-hearted, you're very, very sad, typically because someone has passed away in your family or maybe a pet has suddenly died. You would be heavy-hearted. Lighthearted is great. And people who tend to do something do it quite often. They're likely to do that. When I'm recording, Tom, I tend to slouch, which means I don't sit up straight. I tend to lean over, and I feel like my back is starting to bend.
Well, thank you for reminding me. I've got to work on my posture as
well. Work on our posture, yes.
You do some posture strengthening exercises by lifting your arms in the air. But, yes, you tend to slouch, and I tend to slouch as well.
Uh-huh.
But, again, here, people's works tend to be humorous and lighthearted, but Amon's works, on the other hand, contain these chilling ghost stories. And chilling, it means very frightening. And I think we say chilling here because oftentimes if something's very scary, it gives you goosebumps. And you feel actually cold because of that.
So you start shaking if you're really scared.
Right. Very chilling, very frightening, very scary.
Yeah.
Maybe about 10 years ago or so, there was this Japanese ghost movie that was out. Boy, that was scary. That was very chilling. I had to wear an extra sweater in the theater for that one.
Well, most of these were inspired by ghost stories told by his friends and family. So it sounds like he hangs out with a lot of people who like ghost stories. If something's inspired by something else, it means it had that influence on him. So most of his comics were inspired or came from ghost stories that he heard his friends tell or his families tell. It's very, very fun. So his family also is similar to him. Maybe they all like scary stories. I'm not into ghost stories. I get scared. Well, he didn't have any formal art training. If you have formal art training or formal musical training or formal dance training, it means you actually went to school and studied this particular art form or talent. He didn't study it. He just has a natural gift, a natural ability to draw ghosts and horrified faces. Interesting, huh?
Some people do have natural abilities in various areas like music and art and writing and stuff like that, so they don't need formal training in those areas. So he's got this natural ability to draw ghosts and horrified faces. Horrified here just means extremely frightening. Horrified is from the verb to horrify somebody, which means to make somebody filled or be filled with horror or shock.
Shock, yeah. Sometimes when there are stories of crimes in the newspaper, the details of the crime can horrify people, shock them. So these faces are pretty scary, and they helped him rise to fame. Rise to fame simply means to become well-known or famous, and that's when he started his blog in 2009. So that's when he started. His fame grew. He became more famous. And as this happened, he began to get more freelance work.
Mm.
If you get freelance work or you work freelance, you earn money by being hired to work on different jobs for just short periods of time rather than having one permanent job with one employer.
You could be a freelance journalist, for example, or a freelance photographer, or, as in this case, a freelance artist. And this allowed him to resign from his day job to work on his comics. To resign means that you quit your job, and oftentimes it means that you're going to quit it forever. We hear this about the government all the time. Well, the Minister of Defense resigned because of a scandal or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But here, he quit his day job. He resigned because, hey, he had enough freelance jobs to support himself.
And he put together his first book called Black Comedy, and it was published this year. Well, black comedy refers to comedy that's a little dark. It's usually about death and people suffering pain and things. Some people think that's funny. Obviously, he does, and a lot of people like his comedy. Just by staying dedicated to his craft, he managed to fulfill his dream. If you stay dedicated, it means you continue to use your time, your money, your energy, all your attention, and focus it on something. I could say my mom was dedicated to raising her kids. That's what she loved to do. Well, he's dedicated to his craft. Your craft can be a job or activity that requires very special skills. We talk about artists having their craft is songwriting or the craft of acting. He kept remaining very dedicated, and he managed to fulfill his dream. If you fulfill something, you succeed in achieving it. And your dream is what you really hope for with all your heart.
Mm-hmm. So, if you have a talent for drawing, why not start your own web comic? Who knows? You might become the next big thing. A big thing here means something that is famous, a person that is very famous, and yeah, what's the next best thing, the next big thing? Hey, could be you if you remain dedicated to your craft. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today, but our Chinese teacher would like to talk to you some more.
接着我们来看到第四个空格的句子写着 One artist who has become successful blank for comic blogs is Taiwanese blogger A Man.这里来举例说明一个成功的网络漫画家，而这个 artist 他之所以成功，就是透过他在网络上的漫画部落格。所以第四题 A 选项 beyond 超出什么之外 ，B around 在什么周围 ，C through 透过 ，D without 而没有。他之所以成功，就是透过这些漫画。的部落格，所以第四题我们答案要选 C through。第五个空格 ，While other people's works tend to be humorous and blank five, Aman's works contain chilling ghost stories。来比较其他人的作品，比较倾向于是幽默跟怎么样的，但是阿曼的作品呢，却是有很多的恐怖的鬼故事。来在这里用 while 来比较对照两者之间的差异，其他人的作品是又幽默又怎么样呢？第五题 A 选项 light-hearted 指的就是轻松愉快的 ，B absent-minded 心不在焉的 ，C head-scratching 令人摸不着头脑的 ，D knee-shaking 让人害怕的。And 要连接两个呢，意思相近的，所以 humorous 幽默的，当然就是搭配 light-hearted 指的是轻松的。那么，所以第五题我们答案就选 A light-hearted。接着来看到第六个空格，阿曼渐渐成名，他也开始接了比较多的 case， 所以第六个空格这里写着 This allowed him to blank six from his day job to work on his comics。 既然接了很多的工作，所以就可以允许他从他白天的工作怎么样，然后就可以进行专心的来画他自己的漫画。我们来看一下第六题的 A 选项 differ 使不同 ，B resign 辞职 ，C release 释放发行 ，D derive 取得得到。因为呢接的 case 多了，当然白天的工作就可以辞职不做了。那么第六题我们答案就选 B resign。后来也出了他第一本书叫做 Black Comedy。 最后一个空格 Just by staying blank seven to his craft he managed to fulfill his dream， 就靠着怎么样他就得以完成自己的梦想。第七题的 A 选项 contributed 造成导致 B accustomed 习惯的 C dedicated专注的 ，D encouraged 鼓励，当然要专注并且献身于自己的专业当中，总有一天梦想就可以实现。所以第七题，我们答案就选 C dedicated。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.